Interesting. Yoda stepped to the holotransmitter.
Returned he has not, young Skywalker. Why do you ask?
Anakin's hologram flickered, but not even a degraded holosignal could mask his worried expression.
I don't know what to tell you, Master Yoda. I have a bad feeling.
Concerned for Obi-Wan, you need not be, Anakin.
Yoda was very careful this time not to look at Mace.
Word from him we received a short time ago. Continuing his investigation, he is.
Investigation into what, Master? Can you tell me?
No, said Mace flatly. Anakin, you have your orders. Follow them without delay.
Yes, Master Windu, said Anakin after a moment.
You did good work at Bothawee, Mace added more gently. The Council's pleased with you, Anakin, and with your apprentice. Keep it up. A few more victories like that, and perhaps we can begin to hope this war will end soon.
Yes, Master Windu.
Anakin's hologram bowed, and then his image flicked off. Yoda shook his head, sighing.
A bad feeling he has. Like that, I do not.
Which is more worrying, said Mace, fingers drumming his knee. The fact that he confirms your concerns, or that at his age, with his still limited experience, he can sense something's wrong when thousands of light years separate him and Obi-Wan? It was a good question. Yoda considered his answer, acutely aware of the disquiet simmering in the back of his mind.
A bad feeling, yes, about those I know, he thought, then said, Powerful the Chosen One must be, if he is to bring balance to the Force.
I'm aware of that, said Mace. But there's so much power there, Yoda, and he's still so young.
Which is why guide him we must, said Yoda. Though resent it, he does.
Yes, Mace said, and then leaned forward, his own unease simmering to the surface. Yoda, what are we going to do about Obi-Wan? Sighing, he restarted his wandering around the council chamber, the tap-tap-tapping of his gimmer stick a counterpoint to his thoughts. The chamber's polished wooden floor glowed warm and comforting in the transperisteel filtered light. Beyond the panoramic windows, the sky was wreathed in a pink and gold sunset. One by one, the airspeeders and shuttles and maxi-taxis and gondolas were switching on their running lights, gaudy as fire drakes and tamarisi beetles.
We will wait, Master Windu, he said at length. For his transponder signal, we will continue to scan, and hope, we will, that the Force is with him.
Waiting, said Mace and grimaced. Not my favorite occupation.
Know that I do, said Yoda, teasingly grave. Patience did I never manage to teach you.
You taught me enough, said Mace. You taught me everything important. Yoda, he slid out of his chair to the floor and braced an arm on one raised knee. I'll take care of everything out here. The Council, Palpatine, whatever comes up. You should do nothing but listen for Obi-Wan. You're the best we have at navigating the Force. If he's gone beyond Munto Kodru, if he's in trouble, if he needs us and can't reach us any other way, you're the only one who'll hear him. Troubled, Yoda halted again. He wanted nothing more than to lock himself into his meditation chamber, but...
Much work that will make for you, Mace Windu, and greatly burdened you are already.
I don't care about that. Yoda, how many times have you said it? Obi-Wan has a destiny as important as Anakin's. If something happens to him, if we should lose him... Yoda nodded as the weight of the hazy future tried to crush him.
Even with the Chosen One, the Force may never be rebalanced, he finished heavily. Remember what I have said I do, Master Windu. Very well, your advice I will take. Seek for Obi-Wan and the Force I will, and hope his way home to us he can safely find.